New France, 1 in 3 people either foreign-born or descendant of immigrants. By Kurt Sindelka on May 22, 2026. A major study from France's premier public research institute found a society profoundly marked by long-term immigration. With around a third of the population estimated to have been born abroad or to have been the child or grandchild of immigrants. Research from the National Institute of Demographic Studies, INED, in Paris has perhaps provided the clearest picture of France's demographic makeup. A country officially governed by a colorblind doctrine that prohibits the collection of racial or ethnic statistics in its census, making systematic tracking of immigrant groups difficult. According to the findings, which were based on interviews with 27,000 people in mainland France between 2019 and 2020, 1 in 3 people in the country are either migrants themselves or the descendants of immigrants. The INED study found that 13% were foreign-born, while 11% were the children of immigrants, and 10% were the grandchildren of immigrants, Le Figaro reported. The authors of the study said that the impact of immigration in France is like a kaleidoscope whose complexity is continuously expanding. The research found that 41% of the population have some tie to immigration, whether through personal heritage, marriage, or the marriage of their children. Much of this has been imposed on the country without consent, with the report finding that among immigrants who came to France after the age of 16, around 1 in 5 had either entered illegally or were otherwise undocumented at some point after arriving. Immigration to France is also overwhelmingly non-European. The INED study found that the largest cohort of immigrants aged 18 to 59 at 32% came from the North African Maghreb region, much of which was previously under French colonial rule. Meanwhile, 20% of immigrants hailed from sub-Saharan Africa and 16% from Asia. Just 28% came from other European nations. This has had significant impacts on the country's cultural cohesion, with non-European populations, including those born in the country, finding it much more difficult to integrate. The authors of the study found that only the descendants of European immigrants follow the expected assimilationist model, distancing themselves from the origins of their parents and benefiting from a form of invisibility in French society. In contrast, the study found that those of non-European origin were more likely to see themselves as having a hyphenated identity in which they differed from the rest of the country because of their ethnicity or religion. The analysis calls into question a simplistic assimilationist vision which would suggest that relationships with origins become diluted over generations. The results reveal a dynamic of hybridization and the emergence of ethnicized and racialized identities, the study found. This backs up other polling, which has found that younger Muslims in France, for example, are significantly more radical than previous generations of Muslims in the country, with 6 in 10 Muslims aged 18 to 25 preferring Sharia over French law and 4 in 10 backing a radical Islamist group like the Muslim Brotherhood. The Institut Français d'Opinion Publique, IFOP, which has tracked Muslim opinion in France over the past 3 decades, said that the poll had exceeded the most pessimistic estimates about integration. Nevertheless, the rapid demographic changes in France have been hailed by those on the far left, including presidential candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon, a Moroccan-born Sicilian Spaniard, who has begun to openly embrace the term Great Replacement and hail the coming of a new France. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to xsindelka@breitbart.com.